27 residents of Almond Town in Kingston now have additional means of earning an income following their completion of a four-day decorative painting training course recently. The course was put on by the Ministry of Finance and Planning in collaboration with global paint company Sherwin-Williams. It was carried out under the Ministry's Community and Residential Empowerment Care Program and forms part of the government's thrust to empower communities by assisting in the development of programs that will touch the lives of residents and set them on a path to realizing their full potential. Deputy Financial Secretary, Corporate Services Division at the Ministry, Claudette White, says residents of Almond Town often seek employment with or through the Ministry.
So we decided that we're going to have this program where if you help the community, they help us and we help them. So if we develop them along certain lines in terms of skills, they not only can get work in the Ministry when it happens, but elsewhere. So instead of just giving them arbitrary work when it comes along, just a few, we decided that we're going to do this program.
Having completed the training course, the participants will now be able to get jobs relating to decorative painting. The Ministry has been encouraging large contractors, which it engages for projects, to consider employing persons from the community who have the requisite skills.
The pool that they will have to choose from, it will probably be a little more competitive, right, and we'll probably pick the best of the best. So it's the onus is on them to ensure that they do what they do and do it well. What we'll try to do is if this person gets 10 people get, or 5, whatever it is that we use, then we'll probably give another set, another chance, and so on and so forth.
The participants in the course are grateful for the opportunity.
Well, I think it does great good for the community, you know, because it can be good for personal use. Sometimes they need painters in the ministries. They have to bring a painter from outside again. You in the community can get the work. It's good all around. So we just want to thank the Ministry, thank Sherwin-Williams, to give you the opportunity to uplift yourself.
Norman Winter, a resident of Almond Town. He says the skills garnered will assist him in his daily tasks as a contractor.
I mean, can know now when somebody do my work right. I can know how much paint I can use. The type of paint, the measurement of painting. I know for measure already, but I never really know that you have 400 square feet to 1 gallon of paint. When you measure your building now, you can estimate now how much gallons of paint to buy. So the theoretical part of it, good for me. You have benefit in all different ways.
Jolene Rowe, one of three young women who participated in the course, says she will use her new skills to enhance her community.
I'm not working, so anything in the community that I think is convincing, I'll work it and try it. But it was fun.
Training center manager at Sherwin-Williams Limited, Oliver Lewis, says his company has been operating a training center on the island since 1991. He says Sherwin-Williams Limited was happy to have partnered with the Ministry to implement the training course for Almond Town residents.
And I know the struggles that it takes for someone to really pull out that those conditions, and that therefore we need some sort of help, some initiative, and the Ministry has really taken the opportunity, and I want to just personally thank the Ministry for really reaching out to the group of Almond Town and making it possible for us to be here.
Another decorative painting course will be carried out by year end to benefit a second batch of residents. The Ministry of Finance and Planning also has plans to implement a homework program in early 2014 and provide assistance to the Almond Town Infant School. It will also seek to bring the community center back on stream through the provision of computer access and training for the residents.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.